Okay, today's daf is Shabbat, daf Chaf Aleph. We're at the top of Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. Again, today's shiur and the learning of the daf should be for Refuah Shlema, for all those infected by the coronavirus, as well as so that we will merit seeing an end to the spreading of this virus very shortly. Tanabanan kol elosh amru in medlikin behen b'shabbat, aval osim behen medura. Right, so all those things that we said cannot be used for the sake of lighting candles for Shabbat. That's Davka talking about Nerot Shabbat, right? But you're allowed to make a bonfire with these things on Shabbat. I mean, it's not an intrinsic problem with lighting these things before Shabbat for Shabbat purposes. We just didn't want you to use them for Nerot Shabbat. Rather, you want them for heat or for light. Whether you put it on the ground, you put it on the stove. They are only made usher to make these things into a wick for Nerot Shabbat, but not other purposes. You're not allowed to use shemen kik. My shemen kik. What is shemen kik? I asked all these seafarers, and they told me that there is this type of bird, and it's type of bird. You know, at the seaport, and its name is Kik, and it was used to make this oil. Rav Yehuda Amar Mashcha de Kaza. He says, no, this is cottonseed oil. That's what Shemen Kik is. Reish Lakish Amar Kikayon de Yona. It's oil made from the plant, the Kikayon, as we saw in the story of Yona. Amar Rav Barachana Ladidi Chazal Kikayon de Yona. So Rav Barachana says, I think that Shita is correct, that it's the Kikayon plant. U Litzluliva Dimai, Umidipashki Rabi. It resembles a ricinous plant, and it grows from the ponds. Ve'al pum chanuta midlan yate, right? And the people would hang it at the entrance to their shops for so that they have shade. Umi partsi duhi avdi mashcha, and from its kernels you can make oil. Banfayu naichin kol briche de marva, and under its branches the sick people in the west would always rest, so it provided them proper shade. Amarava patilo shamru chamim ein madlikin ben b'shabbat b'pnei shehaor misachsechet behen. And so the wicks that the Chacham said you're not allowed to use, why? What's the problem with actually using those wicks? Because we were concerned that the flame itself flickers too much. So it wasn't going to be a proper Ner Shabbat. Shmanim Shamru Chachamim Eman Likim Behen. Regarding the oils that the Chacham said you're not allowed to use, because they're not properly drawn to the wick, and so we're concerned it's not going to catch properly. Ba'mine Abaye Me Rabba Shmanim Shamru Chachamim Eman Likim Behen Shabbat Mashitin L'Tocho Shemen Kol Shu V'Yadlik. Right, so Abaye asked Rabba, okay, so all these oils that we're concerned are not going to catch properly because they're not going to be drawn to the wick. What if you just put a little bit of oil into them, normal oil into them, and then it's going to be drawn to the wick, and then once it catches, it's going to continue to burn. Are you allowed to do that? So, mi gazrin and dilma ati leluki beinayu olo. Are we concerned that if we allow you to light with oils you're not allowed to light with that have a little bit of mixture of normal oil in it, then you're going to come to light with those oils even without the mixture of oil? Or are we not concerned and we should say that you're allowed to? Amarle en madliki. He says, no, we don't light oils that you're not allowed to light with together with oils that you are allowed to light with. My timeout. Why? Fisha ain't madlikin. Because we made a gzera against lighting with these oils, and we're concerned that if we let you light with the oils together with proper oil, they're going to come to just light by the oils themselves. Etive. He would challenge that answer. If you wrap something that you do light with over something you don't light with, ein madlikin bo, says the Baraita, you are not allowed to light that thing. Says, they would wrap a wick over a nut, madlikin, and then they would light it. And so we see clearly from Rosh Hashanah's statement that it seems to be legitimate to light something that you're not allowed to light together with something you are allowed to light. So that seems to pose a problem for Rabba Shita, who says that you cannot do that. So that's interesting, because the Braita that we just said, the Tanakama says you are not allowed to do that. It's usher. You can't wrap something that you are allowed to light with something you're not allowed to light and light it. That's his clear position. Rosh Hashanah says, oh, I saw him my house that my father would do that. And it's interesting that Abaye is challenging Rabba's Shita. He's saying, look at Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He clearly posed a difficulty for your Shita. And Rabba's saying, why are you trying to attack my Shita from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? How about you just bring a support for my Shita from the Tanakama, who says it's Asr, like I say it's Asr. Halokashe Mase Rav. So that's not difficult, because we would prefer to learn from the actions of the previous generation, that something that we've witnessed take place, than a halachic ruling of our time. So we would better to quote the story of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Mikomakom kasha. Either way, it's difficult because we just posed a difficulty for Rabbi Shita, right? Because you have the Tanakama who says it's Aser, but you have Shimon Gamliel who says that it's Mutter. My love, lahadlik. So isn't our case talking about a case where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying you're allowed to light these two things together? No, lahakpot. No. The nut was not there to help light the candle. The nut was just there to keep the wick afloat. Once it was floating on top, then it could be lit. But it wasn't there to be lit together to help the wick itself be lit. So serving a different function altogether. Ilak, but my time at Tanakama, right? My time at Tanakama. Wait, if it was just there to support the wick, to keep it afloat, there should be no reason Tanakama said that's usser. Meaning, isn't it clear that Tanakama says it's usser because he holds you're not allowed to light something you can't light with something you can light? In which case, that would make perfect sense why he says it's usser. But if we're not talking about lighting it at all, we're just talking about supporting it so it stays afloat, then that's clearly difficult. Rather, let's say that it's all Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. There's no Tanakama and then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's all Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Right? Just their mission is missing a couple words. We got to add in there to make it flow. If you wrap something that you can light on something that you cannot light, you're not allowed to light that thing. But what are we talking about? What case are we talking about? Lahadlik. Davka, when you want to light them both. Meaning when you put it there in order to help the other one light. However, if you put it there in order to just keep the one afloat, that's allowed. Shimon Gamliel Omer, as we saw, Shimon Gamliel said, in his father's home, they would wrap a wick on top of a nut to keep it afloat. Wait, is that really true? Rav Barona Amarav, chelav mehutach v'kirve dagim shenamuchu, adam noten l'tochan shemen, kol shu madlik. Right? So these melted fat or dissolved fish innards, right? You're allowed to put oil into them and then light those things. So seemingly you'd be allowed to add a little bit of oil in. Hani mimshachi bainhu. Those things actually are drawn by themselves. Meaning, okay, but if they're drawn by themselves, you have to ask the logical next question, which is, well, then why are they a problem at all? If they're drawn to the wick themselves properly, then they shouldn't be a problem. You shouldn't need to add oil together at all. They should just be able to be lit. Vani lo mimshachi bainayhu. Right? The other ones that we prohibited are not drawn to the wicks themselves. The Gazru Rabbanan, I know because of the why with the Rabbanan goes there against those two, the melted fats and the fish innards. Al chelav mehutach, mishum chelav she'eino mehutach. We made a gzera on the melted fats because of the non-melted fats. Kirve dagim shenamuchu mishum, kirve dagim shelo namuchu. And we said you can't use dissolved fish innards because gzera, maybe you're going to come to use non-dissolved fish innards. So they were independent gzeras that were actually for different reasons than the first ones. V'ligzor nami chelav mehutach, v'kirve dagim shenamuchu, shenatan l'tocho Wait, but then why don't we just make the same gzera? Why don't we just say that just like you can't add proper oil to any other thing that you can't light with, because maybe you're going to come to just light those things without the proper oil. So too, you should make a gzera against using dissolved fish innards together with other oil, lest you come to use undissolved fish innards with other oil. He goof a gzera, ananekum venegum gzera la gzera. One second, this by itself is a gzera already, right? So we're going to make a gzera on top of a gzera? No, that would make two gzeras, one on top of the other. If you were to do that, that's two derabanans built on top of each other. Tani Rabbi Bar Chama, Patilot v'shmanim sh'amru chamim, en madlikin v'shabbat, en madlikin ben b'vikdash. The wicks and the oils that the Chacham said you're not allowed to use on Shabbat, you're also not allowed to use for the menorah in the Migdash. Mishum Shenemar says lahalot ner tamid hu tani la v'hu amar la. So the one who taught this Mishnah to us also elucidated what it means lahalot ner tamid, that the ner, the candle, should be should be raised up always. That the flame itself should be burning by itself, and it shouldn't be supported, assisted by anything else in order to be kindled properly. And as we know, that the wicks and the oils that we mentioned earlier need the assistance of other things to burn properly. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Miblai Michnase Kohanim U Mehiminahem Hayu Mafkin U Mehem Madlikin, right? Didn't we learn that the worn out pants and belts of the Kohen, we would tear up and use them for wicks, but that clearly has wool in them, right? Those clothing have wool in them, which means that seemingly you're not allowed to light with wool in the Beit HaMikdash, but that poses a problem. Our Mishnah says you can't use wool. Simcha Beit HaShoei Vashani. No, that was talking about lighting it not for the menorah, which is Deoraita, but Simcha Beit HaShoei, it's a different lighting, and that was Derabanan, so they allowed it. Tashma, but we'll try to bring another proof that poses a difficulty. Tana Rabba Ramatna, Big Day Kehuna, Shepalu Mafkin, Otan Mehen, Umehen, Hayu Osim Ptilot LeMikdash. Right, that the worn out clothing of the Kohanim were used dafka for the Mikdash, meaning for the menorah, the deoraita, even though they're wool. My love, the kilaim. Are only talking about the begadim, the clothes of the Kohanim that were kilaim, and therefore they include wool. Lo, the boats. No. We're talking about the boots. Sorry, not boats. The clothing of boots of silk. In which case, we don't have to be concerned there. Or perhaps linen. Linen might be a better translation here. The linen clothing were used when they were worn out, and they were used for wicks. That doesn't pose a problem for our Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, Ptilot Vishmanim, Sh'amru Chamim, Emadlikim Meshabbat, Emadlikim Bechanukah. So that which we said you're not allowed to use for Nerot Shabbat, according to Rav Huna, you're also not allowed to use for Ner Chanukah. Now we're going to get into just a lot of the halachot in the background of the Chanukah story, kind of using this as a springboard to teach all the halachot of Chanukah. So that which we taught you can't use for Nerot Shabbat, you also can't use for Nerot Chanukah. Ben Shabbat Ben Chol, whether you're lighting it for Erev Shabbat for a Shabbat, or just on a normal weekday, you're not allowed to use those things for Nerot Chanukah either. Amar Rava Mai Taima, so why can't you use them for Nerot Chanukah? The Rav Huna, Mai Taima the Rav Huna, what's his shita? Kasavar, he holds the following. Kavta Zakukla, Mutar lishtamesh la'ora. He holds by the following two things. First of all, if the Ner Chanukah goes out at any point, you have to relight it within the appropriate time for lighting Ner Chanukah. And second of all, you're allowed to use its light. You're allowed to benefit from its light. So if you hold those two things, that would mean that you should not be using these wicks or oils on Chanukah at all, whether weekday or whether it's on Shabbat. How so? Well, if these oils are not proper, then we're concerned that if you're using with them on Erev Shabbat and you are allowed to benefit from their light, we're concerned that since they're not burning properly, you may come to tilt the candle on Shabbat itself. And that's why if you hold that you're allowed to benefit from the candle, then you have to say that you can't use these Erev Shabbat because we're concerned that you're going to tilt the candle on Shabbat. However, if you're of the Shita that you're not allowed to benefit from the candle anyway, then we should have no concern that you're going to use them on Shabbat. That's number one. And as far as the weekday goes, it's unclear, there's a machloket as to whether or not if the candle goes out, you have to relight it. Because the question is, what is the mitzvah, I guess? The mitzvah to light the candles, as long as you lit the candles in an appropriate way, at an appropriate time, in an appropriate place, everything was there, then you're yotze. What if it goes out? Okay, my maise mitzvah, the action of me accomplishing that mitzvah was already performed, so I really don't have to care if it goes out. Or is your mitzvah that the Ner Chanukah be lit at this time? If the mitzvah is not the lighting, but that it be lit at this time, so then if the Ner goes out, then you would have to relight it. Because it is, the moment it goes out, it is not lit at that time. In which case, you have to be, if you have to relight it, then you have to be very careful to use, oil that is going to sustain, and that is not going to make you need to relight it, because maybe you're not going to come to relight it. So you have to make sure from the very beginning that you're doing something, you're lighting the candles in a way that is a good chance that it's going to continue. That way you don't come to a problem if it goes out and you don't relight it. Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda is a different shita. Amar madlikin ben b'chol, aval lo b'shabbat. You're allowed to light them on chol, but not on Shabbat. Meaning you're allowed to, on a weekday you're allowed to use these things. I guess he's not concerned for kavta zakukla, that if it goes out on Shabbat, if it goes out, that you have to relight it. However, you don't have to use it on, you're not allowed to use these things on Shabbat. I guess he has the same concern, about using them on Shabbat for their light. Kasavar, so he must hold, kavta ein zakukla, that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Mutar l'shtamesh l'ora, still you're allowed to use it for its light, in which case we're concerned you use it on Shabbat, you might come to tilt it. Amrav Zera, Amrav Natnav, Amrila, Amrav Zera, Amrav. So third sheet, tapilot, vishmanim shamru chamim, shaman likim vim Shabbat. Those wicks and oils that the chums that you're not allowed to use on Shabbat, madlikim vim bechanukah, ben vichol ben Shabbat. You're allowed to use them on Hanukkah, whether it's a weekday or a Shabbat. So clearly he holds both of those shitas differently. All right, so what is the Amar of Yirmiyah, my time? So the Rav. So what is Rav's shita here? Kasavar kavta in zakukla. If it goes out, you don't need to relight it, in which case I'm not concerned with using inferior oils on Hanukkah. And you're not allowed to use it for its light, so I'm not concerned that you're going to come to use it on Shabbat. Amru Rabbanan kamede Abaye. So Rabbanan said the shita before Abaye, Mishmei de Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah's name, lo kibla. And he didn't accept the limud. He didn't accept the limud. Ki ata Ravin amrua Ravi Rabbanan kame de Abaye. And when Ravin came, the Rabbanan said this teaching before Abaye, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan v'kibla. Meaning he was willing to accept that this teaching that Rabbi Yochanan taught, but he was not willing to accept the teaching that Rabbi Yirmiyah taught, even though the same teaching. Amar izakai gamirte l'shem ate mi'ikara. So, and then Abaye said, oh, you know, chaval, if I would have merited, I would have been able to accept this teaching much earlier. Vaha gamra. So, but you know now. So what's the big difference? Okay. Like, why are you so, upset that you only know this shita now? You could have known it earlier. Who cares? Nafkamina lagirsuta de ankuta. Because, we find that when you learn something at a younger age, there's less of a chance that you're going to forget it. It's going to be solidified more within your tradition. We're not afraid that you're going to forget that afterward. Vikavta in zakukla. And if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Uraminhu, when it's subject to a debate, why that might be the case, mitzvata ad jetishka chama, right? That the mitzvah of Hanukkah is until from the time where the sun goes down until people stop walking through the marketplace. My love, the kavda hadar madlikla. And what's the purpose of me teaching you that shir's man? What is the significance of that time from sundown until people stop walking through the shuk? Is it not to tell you that if it goes down, if the light goes out at any point during that time, you have to relight it? Lo, the ilo adlik madlik v'inami lishiure. No. You were given that time just so that you'd know that if you have yet to light it in that time, you should go ahead and light it in that time. Meaning you haven't yet lit Hanukkah candles and it is still between the time of sunset and people walking through the shuk, then you should go ahead and light the candles. Or alternatively, it's given for the shi'ur, the amount of oil that you should be putting into the ner. Because ideally it needs to last from sunset till the people stop walking through the market, then you should put in enough oil for it to last that long, even if it doesn't end up lasting that long. Because if we say that the mitzvah is, sure, if we say that the mitzvah is for it to be lit during that time, okay, so then it goes out, you have to relight it. But what if we say the mitzvah is just to light it? It still needs to be lit in an appropriate manner. So if the shir zman is from sunset until if people stop walking through the marketplace, then your mitzvah, your requirement is to put in as much oil as is needed for it to last that long. Because if you don't put enough oil in, we don't have just a practical concern that it's going to go out. We're going to say that your entire lighting was improper because you didn't even light it in a way that could have lasted that long. So until people stop walking through the marketplace, vad kama, what is that shir? Amarava baruchan, amar yochanan, adik kalia, rigla de tarmudai. Until the Tarmudians stop walking through the shuk, they always went last because they would sell people firewood, and so they would hold on until everyone left the shuk, just in case anyone needed it anymore. Tan Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beito. The standard mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle for each person and their entire house. Madrinan, and those who wanted to do it in a better fashion, ner kol echad ve'echad, every single person in the house should get a candle. Madrinan, mahadrin min mahadrin, and the even better way to do that is Beit Shammai omrim yom rishon madlik shmona mikan ve'elech pachot ve'holech Beit Hillel omrim yom rishon madlik echad mikan ve'elech mosif. So Beit Shammai shita is you start with eight and you go down to one, decreasing one each day. Beit Hillel says you start with one and you increase to eight each day. Ve'holech, meaning increasing one each day. Amar ula pligi ba tre amorai. So two two Amoraim have a machloket as to what their svara is, the Marava in the West, in Israel. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zveda, Chad Amar, Tama de Beit Shammai, can I get Yamim and Nichnasim, Tama de Beit Hillel, can I get Yamim and Yotzim? So one says the Beit Shammai holds that you want to count the days that are going away, meaning you light eight to say that I have eight more days of Hanukkah, then you light seven to say I have seven more days of Hanukkah. Beit Hillel says no, we want to light one in order to count up to them. Like one, this is the first day of Hanukkah, two, this is the second day of Hanukkah. The Chad Amar, the other one says as far as follows, Tama de Beit Shammai, can I get Pare Hachag, Vetama de Beit Hillel, the Malin Mikodesh, Ve'en Moridin, right? That Beit Shammai says they should be keneged, they should be opposite the parim brought, the korbanot brought on Sukkot, which were brought in descending order. The most korbanot on Sukkot were brought on the first day, and then they would decrease every single day. And Beit Hillel says that no, we always want to increase in kedusha and not decrease in kedusha. Amar Rav Aruchan, Amar Yochanan, Shnei Zekenim Ayu B'Tzidon, Echad Asak Beit Shammai, Echad Asak Divrei Beit Hillel. Well, he said, I saw the two elderly people in Sidon, and one did that like Beit Shammai, one did like Beit Hillel. Zenatan Tam L'Dvarav, and they actually gave reasons for their for why they're acting like they did. Zenatan Tam L'Dvarav, can I get Pare? So one said, I'm doing this, you know, in descending order, like the korbanot brought in Sukkot, v'zenatan tam l'dvarav, and this one also gave a svara demalim mikodesh ve'en moridin. So clearly that those two elderlies believe, in Sidon, who one followed like Beit Shammai, one followed like Hillel, believe that the svara was, t'kenei parei chag, and malim mikodesh ve'en moridin. Tanu Rabbanan, ner chanukah, mitzvah la'anicha al petach beito. The mitzvah of ner chanukah is to put it at the entrance to your house, mibuchutz, on the outside. Im hayu darba aliyah, but if you lived in an attic in a second story, manicha b'chalo on a smuch l'shtrabim, so you should put it in the window that is next to the public domain. B'shar sakana manicha al shulchano v'dayo, and if it's a dangerous time, you should put it on your table, and that's enough. Hamarava tzarich ner acheret lishtamesh la'ora. You need a different candle in order to use its light. So you're not allowed to use the ner chanukah v'iika medura, and if there is a torch in the house, lo tzarich. You don't need to do that because everyone, you're just going to use the torch. Adam chashuv hu, and if you're an important person who generally does not use torches for light, rather just small candles for light, avagav de ikamadura tzarech neracher. So even if you do have a torch in your house, you still need another candle. My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tan Rabbanon. Tanur Baran, as our rabbis taught, Bechaf Hey, Bekislev, Yomei de Chanukah, Timnia Inun, Delo le Mispad Behon, Videlo lit Anot Behon. On the 25th of Kislev, there are days of Chanukah that you can't make a hesped on, you're not allowed to give a eulogy on, and you're not allowed to fast on them. Shenichnasu Yivanim Lehechal, Timu Koleshmanim. So when the Greeks went into the Hechal, they made impure all the oil, Shebe Hechal, in the Hechal, so we didn't have any pure oil. Ukshagavar Malchut Bet Chashmonaim v'Natzchum, and when the Chashmonaim defeated them, Badku v'lo matzu elapach echad, they went around looking for oil, and they only found one small jar, shel shemen, of oil. Shaya munach b'chot moshel Kohen Gadol, that still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, that it was kosher. V'lo ayabo el adlik yom echad, and it was only enough to light for one day. Nasabo neiz, but a miracle happened, ladlik memenu shmoni yamim, that it lasted for 8 days. L'shana acheret, and then the next year, kavum v'asum yimei yamim tovim. They established those days of what happened in the previous year as days of praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanan Hatam, it was taught there, Gatza Yotze Mitachat HaPatish, that a spark that goes out from under a hammer, V'yotze V'hezik, and did damage, Chayev. So you're Chayev for the damage that it caused. Gamal Shton Pishtan, and a camel that has flax on its back, V'u Over B'Shut Rabim, and he's walking through the public domain, V'nichnasa Pishtano L'toch Chanut. And the Pishtan, the flax, goes into someone else's store while you're passing through it, V'dalka Benero, and then it catches fire by a candle that he has in his store, Shulchan Vani, of the store owner, Vahidlik the Bira, and then it lit his store on fire, Balagam al Chayev. So then the owner of the camel is Chayev for all that. Hinicho Chanvani et Neir Bechutz. However, if the store owner put his candle outside, Chanvani Chayev, then it's on the chenvani, all the damage that happens. You shouldn't have put his candle outside, that's irresponsible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Pater. If you put it outside, and it was a Ner Chanukah, then he'd be Pater. Why? Because you're supposed to put it outside, so we're not going to hold him accountable for that. Amar Ravina Zotameret, that is to say, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nicha B'toch Asara. So, can we learn from there that you're supposed to put the Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah candles, within 10 Tvachim of the ground? Because if you're supposed to put it higher than that, Lema Le, Hayalachala Niach L'Malam Gama, that maybe the person on The person with a camel could have said to the store owner, you know, you really should have put it higher. It was irresponsible. You put it so low. It's not my problem that it lit on fire. No, it's not necessarily to say that you have to put your candle within 10 tvachim. It's just that we don't expect him to put it beyond 10 tvachim. We don't want to make it too difficult to accomplish this mitzvah, because maybe you're going to come lazy and not accomplish the mitzvah if it's too burdensome. So you're allowed to put it wherever you want. You're allowed to put it, you know, closer to the ground, even though that runs the risk of a camel walking through and catching it on fire.